For broadcasting opportunities on Wildfire Radio, go to wildfireradio.com and click Contacts. For advertising opportunities on any of our shows, go to wildfireradio.com and click on Advertise. And remember, for all of your concert and sporting event tickets, go to SeatGiant.com and use code WILDFIRE at checkout for a great discount.
That's listening to our show know that we've been kind of preparing for this since we've started 2 years ago. This is something we've talked about. So now's that time, y'all. We are going to talk about the movie that we all saw.
You see how serious we are?
Oh, listen.
Do you feel it in the airway?
You cut the tension with a knife.
The music had to create the feel. Guys, travel with me. To the
Bambi
land of Wakanda. Black Panther, y'all. So everybody, just in case y'all listening to the show, before the show, we were all talking over each other, so it was going to be hard, very hard to do this show without everybody just, like, putting
their opinions.
Thoughts. There's so
everyone
many
opinions. Everyone, raise your hands before you speak.
Fuck no. That's definitely not the partner's
way.
Sorry,
it happen.
Nope, that happened.
So, I mean, and let me just drop this real quick. Before we actually get into the movie, what we thought about it, its social relevance and everything, I do want to say, first of all, how successful this movie is for its opening weekend. Black Panther actually brought in $242 million. It actually broke Deadpool's record for the highest grossing Marvel film in February.
And then Bravo becomes a Nazi.
No, I'm still okay with it. I'm still okay with it.
I mean, it's literally, and out of all this, the hero movies, is actually number five. The number five opening of all time. Number five, which... that's great. I mean, considering the time of year, this isn't the movie time of year. Normally, what? It's like going into the summer, right?
Like Memorial Day weekend.
Right. So this movie right now, people thought, oh, you know, what if it bombed? Okay, just get that out of your heads. This movie is a blockbuster success. So,
it lived up to the hype. That's what I'm going to say. There was a lot of hype cycling around this movie. And I could understand it's a big cultural thing, but it lived up to the hype. That's what I was actually really impressed about.
I mean, you know what? A lot of people, I mean, everybody here, did anybody see it more than once?
I did, of course.
Okay, all right. So I did too. And this one of those movies, after you saw, I was just like immediately, like I want to see it again.
I actually enjoyed watching it more the second time, and that's rare for me.
Yes.
Like, I do watch certain movies twice, but I enjoyed it more watching it the next time and kind of waiting for people's reactions, like, he's about to say that part, you know what I mean? And looking at other people, so... it was dope.
And So let's get into the meat of it. First of all, let's talk about the story in general. Like, were you guys overall pleased with just how the pacing of the film, ultimately?
It was real dope to me. I actually didn't think that the movie would have so many ties to America, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
The premise in the beginning sold it for me.
Right, right. So seeing that beginning and how that was put together, finding out that T'Challa's uncle was sent, for all the people that didn't watch the movie, you're fucked, you know what I'm saying, after
right.
this show, but was sent over on a mission, and how he became aware of people's problems in this country that looked the same
right.
as people in his
yeah.
country
right.
and how that radicalized him in a sense not so much as his son was.
Right.
He just knew, the people of Wakanda don't really care about people outside of Wakanda.
Correct.
So the
right.
only way I'm going to be able to get this stuff
Well, in the opening monologue, you know, where he's like, yes, my son, tell me a story. He pretty much tells the story about why they had to, you know, the meteor hit the earth. So I guess when creation happened, the meteor hit Wakanda. And that's why they have all the vibranium, which made them super rich, which is why they had to actually make their city like hidden, because obviously all the cultures in the world would try to go after them and get it. So that made sense. And
real quick, but do you think that made him more that way because he had a son? If he had a son growing up, I feel as though
he had a son growing up in America.
Since he fell in love with an American woman, I think that's like the big
and that's what drove him.
And it's like one of those cops that goes undercover and gets, you know,
oh, absolutely,
becomes a part of what he's living.
They'll become a gang member.
Absolutely. Wow, that's what happened to him.
Wow.
I mean, ultimately, when the movie came on, when I was first in the theater, I was like, okay, I don't want to say the movie started off slow, but it was just like, this was one of those movies where it just got better. Personally, I think it got better as the dialogue between every character just started to build, you know. And a lot of times movies have the mistake of they come out with a bang and at the end you're like, man.
But even in the parts where you said was slow, if you think about it, there was like 2 plot twists in the first like scene.
Yeah.
Right.
Like when you did not expect that dude to be Wakandan, the first guy, his uncle. You didn't expect it. You almost thought they were gangsters. You didn't even know that they were like revolutionaries.
They just knew about Wakanda somehow because of the girls with the spears.
Right. When dude said she's not gonna knock twice, I was kind of confused still. Like, these dudes seem like some thugs or something. That was my perception because they were some American black dudes with machine guns in the hood in 1992, right? Yeah. So then when she comes in and they address him and then all of a sudden he starts speaking with the language, you were blown away. But when you find out the dude next to him was a spy because he played his role.
Yeah.
Yo, that's 2 Grace Jones looking chicks at the door.
Yeah.
You got double fake out.
And know what I love about it, and we'll get more into the casting, but once they finally revealed that the dude at the beginning was like Zuri Forrest Whitaker's character, I thought back to the actor. I'm like, he does look like a younger version of him.
Yeah, especially with the eye.
With the eye, and then even like T'Challa's father looks like he could be Chadwick Boseman.
He looks like him. Yeah. The 2 Black Panthers. Panthers? When you seen them in the suit?
T'Chaka and T'Challa look alike. And
Michael B. Jordan as a kid looks like
that.
They did that really well.
And then what I loved, you know, as the movie went along, when you really started seeing the culture of Wakanda, you know, just all the colors and stuff like that. I mean, there's so many little hints and stuff that people didn't even pick up, like the one scene where they go into the casino.
You're talking about the flag?
Well, did you guys realize
the Pan-African flag?
Okoye, who was Michonne on Walking Dead, Okoye was wearing red and black. T'Challa was wearing black. And the girlfriend, Nakia was wearing green. Like little things like that. But
and they were
standing
against each other.
It was subtle. And see, you know, we're going to get into later the negative stuff.
One of the things that I have to touch on with as far as like movie writing and everything like that, Marvel has gotten a lot worse as time has gone on with their humor. They've been putting it way too much in everything, and this movie, perfect. The humor was believable. The jokes were at opportune times. Even Claw, like, of course he's making that type of shit. He doesn't take anything seriously. He thinks death is funny. Like, it's almost like a smaller scale Joker, but not in like a weird deranged way.
And I just hilarious when he was like, what is love?
Yes!
I was like,
I agree with you 100% because that would have ruined the movie. That's one of the reasons why I think Civil War Winter Soldier is a great movie because Captain America is serious through that whole movie. And he's a serious character. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that turned me off about Thor 3. He was just too jokey. I get it. If you're a strong dude and you drink a lot, you might crack jokes. But
here's my question.
Oh, but wait, also, he was so cracking. I was making this argument with somebody because a lot of people were talking about, like, you know, how they sided with Killmonger and stuff like that. And we'll get into that part later.
I did.
But we'll get into that part later. But did you guys notice that Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther had very, very, very similar driven villains? Oh, I have a right to the throne. I'm going to conquer it, and I'm going to conquer
that's actually...
It's similar in that regard, but, like, you know, Hela and, like, Thor was like, I have the right to the throne because it's my birthright, and, like, that was it. Like, a Killmonger, though, like...
It was
stolen from him, and he wanted to use the throne for a purpose beyond just having the throne.
Well, the throne was also taken from Hela. She was banished, and she was next. She was supposed to be the next.
But she had no purpose to do with it.
Right.
He felt like the throne wasn't doing anything for
agreed.
For people
agreed
across the world. I don't even want to
agree with that.
I'm going to do something.
We'll get into that later.
Out of all the shows we've done, and we've done like over 200 shows, there's one thing we didn't do this show that we always do is introduce everybody.
Why? Y'all know the voices. Guess what?
No, wait. It's going to be quick.
We don't got to. Everybody here today is black.
Wait, no, listen, that's not true.
We are all black today.
Even Bravo, the white guy to our left.
Your beard looks nappier than his other leg.
He rocking the Wakabi beard today.
Wait,
time out. So we got Bravo, we got Jer, we got Dev, you know, we got James, we got AJ, we got Ed, and we got my friend from high school, Nicole, here. So we got a full house, y'all. So, all right, back to our regularly scheduled program. As we were saying, yes, I think, first of all, what about the scene when, I love how they actually mixed in actual African traditions, and like they showed you the culture, like a lot of the costuming and stuff you saw were actual like cultures, you know,
based off of,
you know. And I mean, and I was telling Devin earlier, like I love the fact, like, you know, the brother
challenge
challenge day, you know. And then you saw the brother with the plate lip. Now back in the day, remember back in the day when you have racist people talk, they would make fun of us for that.
The neck rings. I heard Eddie Murphy Raw, man. I found this chick. She had a plate in her lip.
Yeah,
shit.
Eddie, you treat me like animal, but it was a joke back then. But and this dude was probably the coolest dude, and just green. He was sitting back in the cut.
Had
you know what I mean? Yo, and then he was like,
"What's his name?"
He's like, "Our tribe will not challenge today." No, but I just
what's his name?
I thought they did a great job, you know, representing just the different looks and the different feels, you know, and even when they brought in who was M'Baku's tribe when they came.
The Jabari.
You know, I thought, just what do you guys think? Do you guys think that the representation of all the cultures, that what did that do for you, like, y'all watching the movie? Like,
I felt like I was watching Shaka Zulu all over again.
Yo,
two fucking weeks of greatness. The Maasai, the Zulu tribes, the Igbos going together as one with ritual prospects and one king.
It was great. And, you know, and for me, like, it schooled me. You know what I mean? Bravo, as the one Caucasian guy at this table, I have to ask you, when you saw all those different, was it fascinating just to see? I mean, you do not speak unless spoken to. We will feed you to our children.
Had to hit them off with it.
So my whole thing about it is, you know, I love learning about cultures in general. But, you know, we were talking a little bit about this before the show. A big thing in America with black people and African culture and everything like that, a lot of them don't know their heritage because it was taken from them. So there's all of these different heritage there and cultures that are never really spoken about in America. Like, we know little things, like we know the disc plates, we know the neck rings, like, but like, and we know some tribes like the Maasai tribe and stuff like that, but not everybody knows like all of these different cultures and everything like that. Some of it is familiar to us just from like views and stuff like that, and some of it was completely bizarre, but it was so cool to see them.
Fascinating.
Like,
Most of us get that real when we go through Ancestry.com and we realize we ended up on a plantation and everybody just starts to turn white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole, you just mentioned something about that earlier.
Not a problem.
I don't know if anyone noticed or paid attention to the fact that everyone that was in Wakanda was of a darker tone. And
it
was because they've never been colonized. They weren't, you know, because there was debate about the idea that Killmonger might have been biracial. I guess someone brought that up. But while he wasn't as dark as the rest of them, but he's still, I still don't think that could have been just from the blood of his mother over the years, though, just in general, because there are, you know, different skin.
But there was some lighter brown Jones in there, and especially there was like a light skin.
But it was, but in general, it was because they've never been colonized.
But
like, it's because.
Oh, and a side note of that, the thing about the black or African makeup is all the colors.
this is a whole different thing. It's inside of it, inside of us. So they did have people that would come out like randomly, like as extreme as what you would call a what do they call people that have no melanin in them, basically
albino,
like the sound of it,
type super light skin,
right? Yeah. Right. Not even you. You more Albie Shore-ish. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a little bit different. But you know that all those spectrums were there, and in real history, like that person would be like, oh my God, there's this, and they used to try to like meet people like that together as well. You know what I mean? Where it would be like, there's this dude, and he's got white skin. That lives here in New York.
But now let's really think about it. Think about even the early Marvel comic universe when you had, and I was talking to you about when they had War Machine was originally Terrence Howard, you know.
Yeah,
when,
up.
And in the comic, you know, James Rhodey was darker skin. They made him lighter. No big deal. Nobody's saying it.
Nobody cares
about that. But one thing, there's actually a girl I work with at Verizon. She actually was in Atlanta when they were casting for it, and they told her, they were like, you know what, you're too light. And she was actually not even like, she was just like almost like kind of our complexion,
like brown paper bag.
You know, she but I mean, ultimately in this movie, in the past when you had like Storm, you played by Halle Berry, Hollywood had a tendency to just want to lighten it a little bit of, not totally whitewash, because you still black people
lightwash.
Copyright right now, and I'm saying that is the light one in the room.
Yeah, he's a light boy.
I was going to say, I think that is.
Lightwash.
I appreciate that in this movie that they just did. They really stuck true to what they envisioned the Wakanda culture to be, which was dark skin. You know what I mean? And, you know, without going too heavy into it, because
Get heavy.
You know what? And
tell it.
This is what I appreciate about the movie. And everybody knows, like I, with me, it's never a race thing. You know, people are like, oh, Darnell, you know, you act white. No, I'm just me. I act like me, you know, but I don't come across very urban, which doesn't mean that I'm any less black than any of y'all here, you know.
Right.
What I loved about the movie is that it really didn't try to shy away from who it was, you know what I mean? And in the past, like, whenever black people were represented in movies, like, it was always the either the blaxploitation, like, I'm going to get you, sucker,
or Dolomite,
or it was the Tyler Perry, you know, Medea films. It's
buffoonery.
Not even that.
The other thing that I think Marvel has done a really good job, they did it with Luke Cage and they did it with Black Panther, is that it's more, let's show you the black culture, not fuck white people.
Right.
That's what I actually give them a lot of credit for. Because, you know, it's low-hanging fruit that a lot of people always go right to.
Right.
But instead of going, fuck you or fuck this or blah, 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 they're like, let's show you how cool this fucking
how it
is.
I mean, and not only that, I like the fact that Hollywood, whether it be Marvel, whatever, they put the money behind this project. Because y'all remember years ago with the Spawn movie, the reason that McFarlane didn't get the movie he wanted because they didn't allow him to cast, which was Spawn. If you look at it, I read all the Spawn, like, Al Simmons, it was a black comic, you know. But ultimately, they were like, "Nah, let's change this character."
Right. They wanted to play it safe, the villain, everything.
To push on the brakes a little bit, because this is going to be partially about the movie and partially about the politics or the impact that it has on the world. I want to steer back.
I apologize.
It's going to happen because it has to, like, some things are tangent to the other. So I wanted to talk about the challenge. When you looked at the challenges in the movie, when they had the first one where they were crowning him, and it was almost like a wedding where they ask you, does anybody object to this person getting married? And it's like a part of the tradition, but nobody's going to stand up and object. So with the movie, I felt showed, once that guy came from the Jabari tribe, you know, M'Baku was like, I challenge. They were kind of like, holy shit. Even when they first thought the daughter was going to challenge, when she raised her hand being a prankster.
She's like, can I get out of these clothes?
Yeah, right. So what that showed is that these people were almost so trapped in their culture.
Correct.
That they never thought about
it was a comfort zone.
Who really was supposed to lead them, right? Mm-hmm. So nobody would ever challenge. But at the same time, would it be correct to
base your leadership over who could beat somebody in a fair one.
Agreed. That's one of the big things. People that were saying,
man.
People that were talking about, like, oh, this is the new ruler and everything like that. Guys, does it make sense? Like, hey, this guy could beat up this guy. He's definitely qualified to lead the country.
What? Right, right, right. But that also comes into a idea in their mind, if based off of a religious belief, we don't know, we didn't get this deep,
right,
over what makes you be able to beat him. They almost feel like it's fate. If their belief system is that, right, it's like they're going to fight but, and God is going to decide.
But it seemed like even with the dialogue that, like, what M'Baku was saying was all about strength. Like, the fight represents strength. I mean, that's how tribes always use it. Like, if you're the stronger, survival,
right,
the fittest,
right, right,
you're our leader because, right, you beat his ass, yeah, you know?
But M'Baku had his points that he felt,
right,
that,
and what he said is, he was like, and your little sister, you know, you
is in
talked
charge
about
of our technology
primarily, yeah, exactly, yeah. Despite she was doing a good job, it was more like a crack at her age. You got this little girl doing it, you know, right, what I mean, you need a bunch of dudes up there doing it, and I, you know, and that, right, was a subtle, I mean, this movie,
and that was like a little slight towards, well, women,
exactly, right. Right. And this wasn't just a race thing, man, you know, there was a lot of stuff, like the strongest fighter in the movie, the strongest fighter in the movie,
right,
stronger than T'Challa was Okoye, which was
she would destroy him if she was Black Panther. Yeah.
What's the actress name again?
Denigre.
Yo, she was ridiculous.
She was a beast in that movie, man.
She was ridiculous. Like, and first of all, like I said, you know, like with the fight scenes, that one where they were in the casino, you knew that was her. That wasn't no stunt double. Yeah. She'd been working with a damn staff on, right, Walking Dead
for
years,
long?
So she's going to be good. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And like, it's crazy to show how entrenched they are in what they do, their culture, their respect for the throne, because when Nakia came to her, was like, yeah, yo, let's bounce, let's go help out, like, T'Challa. Nope. She's like, nah, I can't.
Yo,
like,
that scene,
I don't
was
care
so
how
powerful.
Crazy he is, what? But I have to protect and,
right,
and
that's,
represent,
and that's
this
the, that's
throne.
The trouble with a lot of monarchies, you know that.
Agreed. I was going to also say, it also shows a big thing on, like, you know, look, it's great that we have this culture, but this is the problem if you blindly follow the,
correct,
culture to,
right,
a T.
There's the parallel to the political aspect, if I go there a little bit. There's the parallel of right now what we're seeing about loyalty to party,
yep,
over loyalty to country.
Agreed.
And that was an exact parallel right there.
Exact.
And they said they wrote it like 2 years ago. They didn't know what we were going to be
serious?
Going through. Yeah, they started.
Yeah, they started this process
ago.
A long time
they had
ago.
No idea we were.
You remember when they announced it? When did they announce it in phase three? They announced it years ago.
But it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter.
Set up years ago.
But it, even if it was 2 years ago, I understand that we're in an extreme version of that with, like, Donald Trump or whatever. But that's been something that a person could have wrote,
right,
that for, because
of course
somebody could have wrote it back when George Bush was
right.
President.
Yeah. Right. Because it's been I'm a Democrat and that's it, or I'm a Republican and that's it.
Another thing politically, just to piggyback off of y'all two, was literally I got a whole what if scenario of Wakanda. Wakanda, of course, was hidden from society.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally in the middle of the jungle, hidden amongst invisibility almost, in a
hiding
sense.
In plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight. It was a what if scenario because it was a place that had no impact of either colonialism or slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So imagine in Africa where that was possible. Where
I felt like that's the point of the movie.
That was the whole point of the movie. Like, this is what could have been. Or it was
not
like
this, but it's an exaggeration.
But it is an exaggeration. Right. This is what could have been if there was no type of influence or interference.
I mean, bottom line, if you don't take the gold out of the ground and we have it,
yeah,
or take the diamonds out of the ground and we have it.
Yeah, but the problem with that in the modern culture is isolationism has never helped any country.
Oh, no, no.
In
we're
general.
Not talking
not
about
all,
no,
not
no,
at all.
No. Wait. We're not talking about isolationism. We're saying if this is a fact, if people didn't steal stuff out of these people's land and they just had it and it was there,
if they were if they had the ability to use their resources to their advantage,
well, that would be the richest people.
That's why, like, when Njobu was basically like, when he betrayed him and he stole vibranium.
Right.
He was like, these people out here need this more than we do. We can help them.
Right.
Yes.
And it was I feel like that's the whole reason that he betrayed him.
But he was selling it to Claw, though.
He was selling it to Claw, but then, like, the whole parallel was that if I introduce this to a different sector of people,
mm-hmm,
we can use this to our advantage, and they know it came from us.
Right.
Yeah, but he also knew that that they could be taken advantage of. Like, they knew.
Well, that was T'Chaka's.
And T'Challa knew that there was no way that, given the way that the world is, mm-hmm. they weren't going to be stolen from and taken advantage of. And he just knew, like, that's why it's so hard to choose, like, which side would, if you had to pick a side. Yeah. Like, it's too hard to pick.
That's why I kind of use it as a metaphor. Like, T'Challa was like Africa and Killmonger was African Americans. It was kind of like that whole parallel. It was kind of like that whole parallel where it was like, okay, 10.7 of us were taken from a continent.
Yeah.
Displaced anywhere in the world. You had African Americans, like Killmonger's character, where he was basically fortitude to telling him, you know, like, why didn't you, like, come back for me? Mm. Like, why why didn't your father take me back with you?
Right.
I belong here. I don't belong here.
But and the thing was, T'Challa recognized that. Like, and what I loved about it is the fact that T'Challa wasn't just combating. Like, even when Killmonger came into the throne room,
he's yelling
he was
at
like,
him.
Ask me who I am. Because T'Challa knew he was kind of wrong. He's like,
well, That's the whole thing. I saw this shit, like, lay out like it was a play. I almost looked at it like Shakespearean. It was like Hamlet.
Yes.
It was like Hamlet to me.
A reverse Hamlet.
Yes. Killmonger was Hamlet.
Yes.
Where his uncle Claudius
killed his father,
and he is driven mad by the ghost of his father, basically like Najobu or something like
that.
In that effect. And it's just driving him fucking bananas. And I gotta blow all this shit up. The monarchy, everything. It's now, all this.
You gotta
the
remember he's
horrible.
Reading this book. And he's not even sure if it's real. He believes it. But imagine this book is like a Bible. And in this Bible, it's saying that heaven is somewhere on this earth and somebody left you out of it.
A Bible he also had to learn how to translate.
Right. Like
Now, the big thing that I wanted to touch on because like we're noting parallelisms, like isolationism versus colonialism. We're touching on culturalism versus, you know, globalization and everything like that. But the one thing that I know I mentioned this to you, Devin, and I think a couple people overheard it, is how about the fact that Killmonger's entire ideology is pretty much synonymous with the old Black Panther movement that was real in our world?
I mean, there is a difference in certain in a certain sense of that.
He hated the black elites and the white
right.
For all that.
They said the power has to go to the people.
Correct, and he wanted it through a violent revolution.
Yes,
much like again, like when we've touched on this, how Magneto and represent the Civil War of Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Correct. But the elephant in the room is he really did not want to free oppressed people.
Correct.
No, he wanted
He wanted, and he wanted basically our people to be completely uplifted to the point where we can rule.
But I think it was really more about him. See, when you start off doing something, right? That this is what people don't understand. When gangs start and revolutions start, they start off with a good intentions. And then with anything, sometimes when you get the wrong person with some power, power just changes everybody. I don't give a fuck who you are. If a chick is no one and she's got a fat butt, right? If she's got a fat butt and she's walking around her whole life, she works at Safeway, she's just a regular girl, she goes on Instagram and finds out the power that she has because she's got a million people clicking like. She doesn't think like the girl that works at Safeway anymore. She thinks, who are you to talk to me? I have a million followers on Instagram.
Right. I'm a
celebrity. So if it's like that over something that
small.
Imagine how it is when a person is like, imagine what Killmonger goes through if he's like, I have this mission, I want to do this, so I have to train myself. But then you're killing people along the way. Your psyche is changing. You know what I'm saying? He's getting his hands so dirty, he's changing his psyche as he goes on. So it starts to become a mesh.
It's a mesh of his intent, his motives, and then the actual action that he does with it. Because as soon as he starts going through the actions of what he starts doing, he's like, man, look at the control I have over people's lives.
Right. Agreed. And that's why he shot his girl. He shoots so good.
Yeah, wait.
He didn't even have to shoot.
Not even just shooting so good. He not only went off on killing everybody, because you saw all the scars that he did. I also want to touch that it really bothered me. He didn't scar himself when he killed T'Challa. But anyway, he not only did that really well, not only did shooting really well, this is somebody who grew up in the in like the most one of the most impoverished areas, riddled with gang wars, and got a full scholarship to MIT and graduated so much that the CIA took an interest in him.
Right, he was
this
a smart
guy
dude.
Was a genius, but he got corrupted by the movement that he was following and started to bastardize his own opinion because it was originally, I want to show how good my people are, and I want to raise up my people.
And it's funny, yeah. James, another thing it touched on, too, and I'm glad you brought that up, it was the whole military aspect of it, which almost ties into like
I
the Punisher.
Wait to get that.
It ties into the Punisher where, like you said, when he burned all those plants, you were like, why would you do that? But the guy explained it. Agent Ross. He was just like, no, he was just being a soldier. Yeah. He wants to make sure that you can't do anything in the future.
Right.
And I was like, oh.
Feel like, oh, we saved these for the next Black Panthers.
And he was like, what Black Panther? Like, what other ones?
Burn it all.
Burn it all.
Which also shows that he's not worried about these people because he doesn't even want them to have a protector after him.
He didn't even want his children to continue on.
Yeah. Right.
And like, it could have literally been his children.
And by the way, guys, we have a latecomer. Guys, give it up for Bunny.
Hey, Bunny.
She came down from New York City. I mean, she got a little tied up in traffic, but she is here.
Bunny might game you.
Hi, guys.
She just might.
I bear gifts.
You bear gifts.
Yes.
What gifts do you have for us, Bunny?
The guests can't see it, so it's okay.
I bear gifts of my damn opinion. Now let me get into this.
No, I brought you guys some books and stuff from work. So hopefully before I head back to
And Bunny, where do you work? This is like a little intermission commercial. Where do you work at, Bunny?
Well, I work for the biggest, best comic book store in the entire world. And it's called Midtown Comics. We have three locations, one downtown, one on the east side, and one on the west side of Midtown.
Oh.
Visit www.midtowncomics.com.
And if, guys, you want to
act like we didn't hear the craziest burp in the world. like, are we going to really act like, I'm that friend that calls niggas out.
So, Bunny, so real quick, I mean, because we're kind of hitting on a lot of topics right now. What was your overall...
You can just give me everyone's guess. That's fine.
what was your overall opinion on Black Panther?
My overall opinion is the hype, unfortunately, made for an experience if you've only watched it once so far, if you're not as fortunate as myself or Darnell, etc., to have seen it more than one time. The hype does taint your first viewing. And I'll say this to say, unfortunately, the subtleties and the innate intimacies amongst the cast and the message may or may not be lost because the hype overshadows the art that's in the film. And I don't know if anybody's brought this up, but the casting and just the director of photography, the director of the film and the writers, they did such a great job. And the costume designer, what their job entails is to kind of make a bridge for this gap so you can slip into a gap and say, you know what, that is young Eric. That is Eric as a child.
True.
And
true.
For the first time, I realized something Jerv said resonated with me. All we were right, in a chat, because right. You know we'd
wait,
be in a chat.
Are you sure? Just Jervis? Is there another
you
Jervis?
Positive
he
about
resonated
that?
With me in a sense where he said, you know, y'all, quote unquote, been starving so much for something of this magnitude that you don't even realize it's not that great. And I said, you know what? Remember, I told you.
Yes, you did.
I was like, on the first hand, I see that. Because you're sitting there, and you're like, I don't want to leave Wakanda. Why I gotta go? 2 hours and 15 minutes was not enough for me. I want to go back. And so I decided to do that. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the Black Economic Coalition in Brooklyn. Ooh, ooh. they were able to facilitate us with an ability to see the film again. And when I saw it again, absolutely. I realized that hype overshadowed the small subtleties where I was like, I didn't even know that we were starving for a casting director, a director of photography, and a director of film to say, I'm going to make sure the young face matches the older face.
We,
and then go further.
It's the reveal of that. You know, yes. It's not like right away. It's
the way
like,
it unravels.
Yeah, like you don't even notice it until it does that whole, oh, yeah. That was that was me, and it was like, oh yeah. Shit!
Because it's a known thing amongst Black people that we know when we watch a movie, they'll literally like take like a dark skinned kid, and then when he grows up,
he's
like, he looks like him,
looks like me.
Yeah. Like, and they don't give a fuck.
Yo,
like,
you know how I felt, Dev? I was sitting there like, yo, does Michael B. Jordan got some kids? I don't know.
I said, that gotta be his kid or his brother. I said that
it has to be just the mannerism.
You make a good point. Think about TV all the past years. years where you had like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where you looked at the parents, you're like, there's no way that would be your daughter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they don't even act the same. Right. This Is Us. Look at Sterling K. Brown on This Is Us as a kid. That kid is a little light-skinned kid, and that does not look like Sterling as an adult at all.
Okay. At all. Yes,
even
girl.
A teenage one, it doesn't look like him at all.
When they switched Aunt Viv and they're both light-skinned. And then, right. It's like,
it, how did that happen?
Yeah, nobody noticed. Yeah.
So, Jervis, I think your point was made
the first episode.
While we were talking about that, Jervis was like, really making a great point. Yeah, you know what? We have been starved, but
thank you.
I didn't know how hungry I was for that till it hit me.
And that was the great thing about it. What, bro?
We were starving, but we wasn't stupid.
Of course not. Not saying that at all. But no, we voted in Obama, but we did not vote in Jesse or Al. We've all been starving for this type of movie. Again, it's 2018. We finally have our first Black superhero. No disrespect to Blade. But I'm just saying.
Yes, we do. On this level.
Again, we finally got Wonder Woman. It's 2017. Are you serious?
Yeah, it took that damn long.
It's so fucked up that it's taken this long. It's fucked up that we have to still say that this is a first for blacks.
I
gotta take a quote that you said a long time ago. When Batman vs. Superman, I never thought I'd see the day that Superman would be fighting Batman on screen. You said that
right?
on one of the podcasts a long time ago.
Mm.
So for us to see Black Panther on screen for the first time,
amen.
Of course I was going to be grabbing my nuts.
Hallelujah, somebody.
And to piggyback or off of what you just said, or to correct, actually, obviously it wasn't the first Black hero film.
No,
I mean,
right.
I mean,
not.
But, we know no, that. No, no. What makes this different is something I touched on earlier is the fact that it's like almost Hollywood believed in this film. Like Blade, they put decent money into, just like when they had the what was the black directors that did the vampire movies. They put decent budget into them, but this is the first one Hollywood went out. They were like,
talk about a vampire in Brooklyn.
But that was my joint.
It was fire. I'm thinking Underworld. The Underworld series. But I'm saying ultimately this is the first movie where it's like Hollywood put all their chips on the table. It's not like they held back
anything.
They did
feel like they believed in it. The way they pushed the movie, the promos were ridiculous.
Yes.
Like even the mini promos that you saw on social media were ridiculous. So they put out a dope budget. They really had a Black director.
Yes.
They had a Black cast and it was done on the highest levels and it performed well. Yes. So this is something I want to get on. People, if you watching this and you're not of the culture and you see people happy to see something, it is only evil. It's only evil for you to say, what are you so worried about just because they put you in a movie? It's like, no one's beating people up in theaters. This isn't like some violent revolution. You're watching people be happy, just like if people are Kiss Me, I'm Irish, and it's St. Patrick's Day, guess what we do? We do it with y'all.
We wear green.
When at the Puerto Rican parade, we in the building. We in there with y'all.
Cinco de Mayo, we're wearing sombreros. This ain't even
a parade or a day. It's just we got a movie and we happy because it employed a lot of Black people.
Amen.
It showed that we have the value to invest in, and it gives us characters that we could cosplay as without being the obvious. Like if I put on a Superman suit,
I'm most likely not gonna win
the contest because I don't look like him, but kids are looking at the poster saying that's me because they see themselves.
And can we talk about the value and the fact that we see all these strong Black women?
They were kicking ass.
Touching on what you said, when we were at Comic-Con this year, there was a little kid dressed up as Black Panther who went on the Marvel main stage. Guess what? He was white.
Dope.
Yep.
And that's what it's supposed to happen. Let her go back to the women issue because I think that's an important part.
The women thing, and not only the something that Darnell touched on earlier, talking about how when you were younger or whatever, people say you're not Black enough, whatever, right? And it's usually based on the fact that you're educated, you choose education, you like education, you like being, you know, you like reading, you like books, whatever.
Mm.
And and you get put in this box, but there's this young girl, this teenager that is leading technology for this entire country.
Amen.
She is the definition of a nerd, yes. A geek.
Straight up,
this
yeah.
girl is a nerd, a geek.
And she's cool, and she's like,
she's dope.
One, yeah,
can
she's
we talk
amazing.
About her outfits though? The whole
she's capable.
Thing.
She's goofy.
Stylish.
She's lovable. She's literally lovable.
She's funny. Yeah. Like you know, yes. She's great. Like, yeah. She's just
for the most part, nobody seemed like they were going to be a stereotype. Nobody
agreed.
Exactly.
That was
no
the biggest
stereotypes.
Yeah. That was the biggest
None.
Thing, and I touched on this before. Like, I hate when they do pandering. I hate
right.
when they do.
I
fuck
disagree,
whitey.
Though.
And like the only
but
thing,
you're talking
the
about
only
the 90s
thing,
clips. The 90s.
Well,
clip.
No. The only thing, and I want to know if I'm correctly predicting what Darnell's going to talk about. The sneakers.
No.
No, that was funny.
No,
that
no, no, no. The only part that made me like stop is when they had the young kids at the end look at the ship like, oh, I want to strip it down.
That's a Bugatti.
No, no, that has to do with living in a poor area.
Wait, okay. I don't know no niggas because we going to use real shit. No niggas that didn't see cars and think like that's the environment, right? In the environment, we know how niggas in the hood make money. There's no infrastructure here to make money. There's no businesses owned by us, so when people just like you could just get a job, it's like where the store is an Asian store, this might be a poppy store, it really is not there.
Amen.
So people are finding other ways, whether it's drugs, because guess what, they opened that store here and we didn't open it,
right?
We didn't fly the shit here, you
but
know
they
what I'm
gave
saying?
Out a for hire sign,
right? Mm. Right, so when they see something like rims, the first thing they think, how much does
Can
that
okay,
cost?
Okay, okay.
So it's
I
like
stand
it's like riding. It's like money flying around.
From that perspective, because when I first heard it, I'm thinking, why these young brothers got to like just
well,
to be stripping down?
But
from
that's real. That is real though.
They could have easily switched that. They could have easily switched the race of those kids to Spanish, to white, to anything, and it wouldn't have been any different. That's what they're talking about. It has to do with the poor area that they're like.
And I heard somebody mention that.
So there's no stereotypes.
And they said something like they was like, so kids see a spaceship for the first time and the first thing they think is that, and it was like they didn't see a spaceship for the first time, the whole fucking world got attacked by aliens.
The incident. Yeah.
Everyone knows
incident.
About right, spaceships.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
No, but that was in 92.
That was in 2000.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was like, oh, is that a Bugatti spaceship?
Also, shout out to Lexus for their obvious advertisement at the beginning.
Mad money into this movie.
Oh my God, Lexus must have put so much money in.
Also, I want to say just like, I like the extraness. Mm. I like that people go into the movie theater with like their African shit
Royals
on and all
citizens
that.
Citizens of Zamunda?
Now, right. I fuck with it. And this is the reason why. This is a secret that I want to give to all white people listening.
Ooh.
Including Bravo.
Listen. Well, no, listen.
Holy Grail. Give it to us.
Black people love white people. Like when I say we love white people, it's a thing that we say within our culture that like we love our
look,
masters.
Look, even Taylor's smiling
unquote.
Right now.
No, but listen, we're like dead people say, man, y'all love y'all masters. Like we really love white people. We really do. The hair, you see, straighten our shit, all types of stuff.
Duke activator.
Right, no, this is real. No, this is real talk. When we say good hair, it literally means hair that's not like ours. It means as long as it's like straight and flowy.
Like Bravo?
Like, listen,
I don't know if my hair
like,
is on
like this one.
Like this
one. Like
Albus
like yeah, over
my,
here.
No, my
wait,
African
no, wait, time out. So James has better hair than Bravo.
Oh, right.
Bravo's white and
skinny. Man, ain't them but ultra
Can we all agree I have the best hair?
Okay, you got hair.
No, I think Devin does.
I don't got no hair, so fuck all y'all. But listen, so what people don't realize is that Black people have this thing in the back of their head, a lot of them, where they don't want to even admit that they're Black. Because Black has been made so bad, Black people will reach. Like, when you hear Black people talk, it'll be, oh, we got a Cherokee Indian in our family.
Yep,
like, and that's cool, because you might. Mm. But you really hold on to that so much where it's like, my great-grandmom was Asian. That's why our eyes
almost
is like that.
Almost for validation.
It,
that's
right.
True.
We
like,
do
I'm
that.
I'm going to validate
so,
that I'm actually like
So
you.
For Facts. The first time, I'm actually seeing people like, wanting to be African.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, that's live. That's dope. Like, they throwing the garb on. Like, yeah. Because we African, where normally people want to throw on their little Cherokee stuff, and they can't even figure out exactly how they're
They just know my grandmom told me that on my dad's side, we this.
So I'm going to get that Asian tattoo.
So,
or Asian brand name.
Well no, also, brand. I think that, again, goes back to the culture thing of, like, you know, black people, when they came to this country, had their culture stripped from them.
Pretty much.
They don't, all they know is, I'm African. But they don't know what country.
But this makes people want to maybe look into that.
Makes, yo, uh-huh. I'm telling you, I bet you Ancestry.com is popping.
You're right.
Nah, yo.
I'm telling you, you'll be disappointed.
Anybody here been to Africa before?
Never.
Show of hands? Nobody?
None.
But me?
That's you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have you know exactly the way I felt when I went to Africa for the first time, because I plan on going back. The first time I went to Africa, that the way Killmonger felt, that's how I felt. And we were spending, and I'm not the richest of the richest, I'm not the poorest of the poor, but we were spending good money for the villa that we locked down. I don't know if you guys have seen my Insta story when I went to Africa, but you can check me out at passporttravel.club.
Quick plug by money.
You guys, I went and I stayed at a really, really ritzy-titsy area, and I still didn't feel welcome by the people that lived around
me. Oh, yeah.
And it was difficult for me to have to watch scenes where Michael B. Jordan is expressing. He's not saying, like, I don't feel well, but you can feel it. Mm. And it was so dope for me to watch someone personify that.
Right. He's looking at that. And let me give you, like, and this is something that we have to touch on, and this is, let's jump into the other perspective, because there's been a lot of very negative things said about this movie.
Yes, sir.
And it's the root of it is fear, just like all prejudice, racism. The root of it is fear and insecurity.
Real quick, can we get Reese erase one of them, like, super fast in 30 seconds?
What, the
lesbian gay one? Can we erase that
one
real quick?
Go ahead.
And this is coming from a dude that's raised by a lesbian woman. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my upbringing. I didn't see a mom and dad in the house. Hallelujah. Saw my two moms in the house. The movie's not about sexual orientation at all. It's Ooh. Not even that much of a love story. The only people you see is these two people. So if it was a movie that had 50 different couples in it and none of them were gay, then you would have an argument. But it's literally not a movie about couples at all. It's just a movie about this guy. He happens to not be gay, so it's not a gay thing for you to see. And you don't know the sexual orientation of anyone you saw in the movie.
What Devin is referring to is the fact that there is a movement by the LGBTQ community saying that there a lot of people are boycotting the movie because they said that gay people weren't represented in the movie.
But that's what he's referring to.
There was a scene with Okoye and the other chick, I don't know her name, from the Dora Milaje, where they had dialogue that was leading in the direction that they could be interested in each other
she was with the other dude.
I know, but
okay. he's talking about dialogue,
but it was cut out the movie.
Gotcha.
And they didn't use it because it didn't fit.
Gotcha.
Do you think that's reason for them to be upset? No, because that was in there,
but it was cut because it didn't fit what everything was going on with.
Listen, there's a thing in writing, like, you don't introduce a character just so that you can say, oh, look, I included a black character. Oh, look, I included a Spanish character. Right. Oh, look, I included a gay character. Like, there's
nobody
no
goes
reason
into casting that,
to,
like that.
Exactly. There's nobody no does. Reason that it needed to be in there. But just like Devin said, you don't know. There might have been a gay, a straight, a bisexual.
You're guessing,
like,
that everybody in there was straight and they wasn't doing nothing. They were fighting a war. Yeah. You don't
How about
even know.
We didn't even see them eat. Food in general.
No.
There was maybe one kiss scene at the end of the movie.
I'm pretty sure it's a child.
Not even the married couple was
right.
kissing.
Yeah.
The rhinoceros licked the married woman.
Right. So
and I say that to say,
stop.
I don't know what they look like when they're sitting at a table yet. I don't know what they look like in their room when they're getting dressed, taking a bath. Nothing of the sort. Only laying down with the red sand for the ancestral plane.
We don't even know if that was an arranged marriage.
So what, the food and beverage community gonna be upset because we didn't include them?
Right.
All right. So, no, like you said, Dev, we touched on that. But
shut the fuck up. Devin Wade says shut the fuck up.
All right. So this is what this has been a common thing on Instagram. Our buddy Blur Vision, you know, Jordan Bunny knows.
We love
know
you, Jordan.
Jordan's the man. He puts a post that really, like, he don't care. First of all, mad love to Jordan for not caring.
It was one word that set it off.
People think. He put up these young brothers and sisters cosplaying, and he said, the post, all it said was representation matters, is everything.
As soon as it said matters,
did you
it's
see,
a problem.
Wait, I'm going to read one of the comments that someone put on his post that got all these likes. like someone said, and this came from I guess a young white kid. I'm sorry, I could be wrong, but it says black this, black that. As a minority myself, I was disappointed to see this as more of propaganda rather than a superhero movie. Oh, I love Black Panther as a superhero, not because he's black. And yes, it was hard to break into as a superhero of color. Treat the movie as it's not like the motherland, quote unquote.
What?
Black superhero. Then he went on to say, it's a good movie, and I still love Black Panther. I was stoked about it, but all of this black stuff yet is getting overdone. Just my opinion.
All right, that guy, he didn't look white. He looked like he was Arab. I saw that thing, and I could understand a person not understanding that if they're Arab in America, because he said they're a minority, because their people in this, just in this place, didn't build this country. Yeah, I mean, so they had nothing. They weren't a part of that story at that particular point. So we're the people that maybe they had turmoil where he's from. And if there was a movie that took place there and championed those people that was oppressed there, then you might feel a certain way about that.
Not even that. But like the people that are talking about how like this is propaganda. Listen. White guy speaking. I am somebody, right? And I'm somebody that quickly calls out political correctness just for the sake of it being politically correct. I quickly call out when things are double-sided or double standards and all that other stuff. It wasn't like, at no point did I feel like, oh man, me and my girlfriend are the only white people in this theater. I feel really uncomfortable. The whole time. You know, I know what the funniest thing was? The entire time, like, you would never have told that, like, there was any type of fuck white people in this type
of thing. The
second biggest margin of people watching this movie are white male 17 to 35, demographically.
And I fit in that.
Thank you, Bravo. I'm taking you to Africa, Bravo. We out.
Him being 17.
and the only feel of slight from the movie was when Claw basically said, you savages shouldn't have never had this technology.
That point, what about Shuri?
That didn't make me feel like uncomfortable. That made me go, yeah, there are people that think that way.
Yeah,
That's the whole thing is that there's people that can watch a dude do anything and still believe that black people are subhuman.
You needed that Claw character in the movie to give you that other perspective.
Of course.
But by the way, no one mentioned that Andy Serkis did a great job. He did a phenomenal job as Claw. Matter of fact,
he looked jacked.
Something I did want to touch on, and we'll get back to some of these comments, is the fact that I love the villains. They had your two typical villains in this movie. You have the one Joker like maniacal, just kind of just greedy, crazy sociopath thing, and Andy Serkis nailed it.
Where he made that dude run like halfway. And yeah, he was like, go ahead.
To me, and I actually put in a post. Crazy. I was like,
he was going to look sloppy.
No, he did a better Joker to me than Leto did. But that's without.
Stop that.
We got them getting worked up, but ultimately, I thought that you did need that perspective of him making that comment of
and
the
he
savages.
Was saying that as like someone with a South African accent saying that to another African.
Right, right.
Well, the Ulysses Claw is basically a traitor.
He's a poacher.
Well,
the other thing that a lot of people forget is his whole thing about, where did you get this vibranium? Oh, why don't you ask the guy that gave it to me? And he jokes that like he got it from T'Challa, which he didn't, but he did take it. He got it from some Wakandan. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing that a lot of people forget. One of the biggest things in the movie at the very beginning was there were women about to be sold into slavery.
Well,
who was kidnapping them? Was it white people? No, it wasn't.
Their own people.
Right, that's a good point.
Right,
that's a good point.
Absolutely.
Had they made it all white people, I mean, I still could say like, you can make the argument that it wasn't, but I could understand if people made that argument. But the fact that people are getting upset and saying like, oh, this is all black, blah, 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 really? Because white people weren't the ones selling the slavery. So, I mean, if we were the only bad guys in it, I could understand it.
Right? Well, Bravo, let me talk to you about this, because this is big on Reddit. Did you guys hear about the thing going on, what some people are doing? I'm not just going to say white, because there's people, they're saying, well, I took my girl to see Black Panther and I was assaulted. People are actually, they're trolling. Yeah. This is the way they're making people think that, black people are just up to no good.
They're uploading
pictures of battered women and stuff. Had nothing to do with
this. This isn't on Reddit. The biggest time where it's on Reddit is on the subreddit called Quit Your Bullshit. And I'm dead serious. Like, it's actually going around mostly on Twitter and Instagram. On Reddit,
disgusting.
It's being called out.
Did you see the
other side of it. Like, there was a whole, I saw a whole thread the other day where Matthew Cherry, I don't know if anybody knows Matthew Cherry on Twitter, but he took a picture of, like, who was it? It was Michael B. Jordan from Creed, where his face was all messed up. And he said, my cousin went to go see Lord of the Rings. And this, like, so it turned into this whole thread where Black Twitter took over and turned the negative into a positive.
Listen, I want to state this because I got really, really pissed off when this was going around with a lot of Muslim people were pretending that they were getting assaulted. This does not help any cause when you pretend about it. If anything, all it does is hurt your cause, because there are people out there that do suffer. There are people, and listen, I don't doubt that there was probably, you know, some small ignorant people that did hit some white people that went to the movie theater. But like the pictures that you're showing, like all this fake stuff, like guys, that is not helping it. Crying wolf never helps a situation. But here's the thing, I highly doubt that it was even more than a quarter of 1% of people that went to attend this movie reacted violently towards white people.
Well, I think if there was a real incident, it would honestly be so blown out of
course.
Agree,
of course. Agree.
Shown. Yeah.
One
really,
incident
it's
be,
like,
though, would say it's many.
It's yeah. like a fight at the movie theater would probably just be a fight at the movie theater. The idea that there would be a fight
be a
based off of like some racial
Nigga,
shit at this
through,
movie
we don't like you.
Is bullshit. No one ever, no one's talking about this is our movie, don't come to the come on, that's fantasy.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, and then ultimately, there's one more horrible comment I wanted to read, and then we'll move on from here. Another comment on Blurred's post, and someone said, just a fantasy movie so Africans can pretend their civilization isn't just tents and spears living almost like cavemen. And this thing got likes from people, but I just say this just to say that there is still this very of racist course. Mentality. I mean, keep in mind, if we said the word
on,
black,
man.
If we said the term
still?
Black Panther 10 years ago,
oh,
all of a sudden, it's like Black Panther. Well, then, you know, Ku Klux Klan, they would
Huey Newton's coming back,
right? Right. You know, but nowadays, the fact that when you say Black Panther, a certain amount of pride grows in you, you know, as a black person shows you how far we've come. But there's still going to be that small demographic of people that are just going to be evil, hateful. And I mean, what can we do? What can
nothing.
We do?
Well, hold you on. Can, dude, they're not going anywhere. They will always be there.
It'll be
the
here after we go.
The thing about
gone.
It is that they get smaller and smaller. Yeah.
And they're the
and
ignorant
they
few.
Outnumbered.
That's the thing is, unfortunately, you know, some of these people end up getting into power and some of these people. But the thing is we're moving towards more and more and more and more technology, education, and we're getting smarter and smarter. And the thing is we're working better on human rights where people are just like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, that's completely wrong. And that, like, it skews sometimes. It skews to an extreme sometimes in one way. Yeah. And when it skews to that extreme, it ends up trying to rebalance itself, and then the other extreme comes out.
Right.
But what happens is, just like Jerv said, it's getting smaller. That extreme level is starting to waver.
Right. And they're
just
becoming like the bad guys, which is good.
Right. Correct.
Well, and all right, let guys, because we got less than 5 minutes. Well, one major thing I wanted to hit on is the grand scheme of this movie in the Marvel Universe. I wanted to talk to each of you. What, Bunny, out of all the Marvel movies, where would you rank Black Panther? Is this your favorite, or is it, I mean, Dev, what you said in the car?
I said this joint is about...
I'm glad you asked that.
Is about fourth to me as a movie, just be based off of maybe like fighting scenes and stuff like that.
Right.
Storyline based, number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is not
absolutely.
Just like, yo, I want to destroy
way
the universe.
Above.
Like literally, like it, like by a long shot. Like it's not, I want to destroy the universe or I just want to kill, you know,
right.
for Lady Death. No.
Shit made you feel for the
like
villain.
This is like, dog, those plot twists and everything involved.
So writing-wise, you think this is one of the best one?
Right. It was, dog. It's definitely
the best
one. But
all-encompassing, you
it's
say?
It's like more like fourth. It's not better than Winter Soldier. Man. It's not better than Civil War to me, to be honest. You know what I mean? But
and so what?
It
I mean,
means more to me. I'll probably watch it more times.
Now, am I mad that I didn't see the Soul Gem? Yes.
Agreed.
Ooh, yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. 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 It doesn't need to be.
I'm still mad about
the
it.
Big thing with this movie. They wanted to put all the emphasis on vibranium,
and that's great.
The second you introduced the Soul Gem, all of a sudden, like the vibranium was special enough. They didn't need to toss an actual mystical item.
And
it was pointless.
I didn't get a post credit scene. I'm just saying.
No, there were two of them.
I know. No, I'm saying I didn't get a post credit scene with a Soul Gem. I'm just saying.
Oh, and that made it make sense too. The post credit scene when they showed Bucky.
Ooh.
Yes.
Earlier in the movie, she said
another white boy.
No, he is though. He's the white wolf.
Yeah. She was like another broken white boy to fix, and it was like, that made sense later on.
Made perfect sense.
I can't believe they didn't make a joke about his arm and claw.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Wakanda. Jerv,
where
they're
would you rate
that.
The movie? Because you mentioned something in the chat about it being like Ant-Man.
Come on, man. Tell everybody.
Well, first off, hold up. Wait, disrespecting Ant-Man because Ant-Man is fire.
It's popping.
Listen, clarify.
Again, just, I'm like Dev, what Dev said.
Did we convince you, brother?
No. Like I said, with
come on, man.
That, you know, this movie was a great movie with all the political.
Oh,
blackness,
it was good in the chat. That was great. Okay.
Off the charts. But if I'm going to look at it just as a movie and stack it with the rest of the movies, to me, Winter Soldier is still better.
What number?
I like it because it didn't have all the soul stones and all. It just focused like Winter Soldier, Earth problems. Let's deal with right here. Because that all, when you go that far out, where do you go from there? So that was the great thing. They can do a part two and still keep it local.
So what would you rank it out of all the movies? What number?
Rank. It's probably right under top five.
Top five? Yeah. Bravo, what would yours be?
I was going to originally just give it a score of 8, but I'm going to say probably around like top five.
Top five? James?
Top five.
You see, a lot of the other Marvel movies, they're good superhero movies, but this is just
a good movie. Exactly.
In general. This is the only other movie other than Winter Soldier that's just a good movie. So personally, my personal overall Marvel movie is still the first Avengers because that was something special. It's a superhero movie. Mm-hmm. But as a movie, this one I feel like is objectively better.
So number one?
Personally, like top three, I would say.
Yep.
But it's probably the best, most well-made movie.
Definitely out of all superhero movies, I would say top three, just to kind of piggyback off of AJ. Definitely one of the best movies that told a complete story all around. Kind of like what we said about Logan. It was a complete story-driven movie instead of a superhero-driven movie.
Top three.
I'm with y'all. Top three. If not top two, I'll say top three. Nope. Bunny?
I believe it's number two. Iron Man is the first.
Yes, yes. The blueprint of superhero movies. Yeah,
we are out of time. We are out of time. We will touch on this a little more next week. But guys, thank you guys. Give it up for Bunny. Nicole, everybody, go.
Rumble.